This is Aaron Gulbranson in for Michael Patrick Leahy on the Tennessee Star Report on this lovely Tuesday morning. It's 7:17 or so. We have in studio Debbie Pace, who's running for Williamson County School Board District 6. I got that right, right? There's so many districts around the state and all these other things. So, you know, when you know you're saying the right district number, it's very nice. And we were chatting about why you were running. We last left off with the basically you noticed that the Williamson School Board was doing a lot of liberal things with the school with the mask mandates and not doing things in the best interest of the children, and that's where we left off. So let's continue telling the story of why you're running for school board and why it's important.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. Again, I'm Debbie Pace, running in District 6 in Williamson County, and what I was talking about was the school board meetings I started to go to during COVID and how shocking it was to see that such a conservative town that many parents believe they're being protected by a school board that represents them. And what I saw was they did not seem to not only not represent us, but they seemed to not even care. And the more I watched, the more enraged I became about it was just not right. And I sat there and watched it, and I just couldn't sit by and watch anymore. And that's when I had to stand up and take a stand. And I felt like somebody has to speak the voice of these parents who are being ignored and not listened to.
I mean, in my estimation, from watching all of these things, it seemed like the school boards around the country basically they cared a lot more about teachers' unions' interests than they cared about parents and parents' rights and students' rights and that sort of thing, especially during the COVID stuff. I haven't gotten a chance to say this on the air, but indulge me for a second. Dr. Fauci was completely full of garbage, and all of the lockdowns and mask mandates and vaccination mandates were completely full of garbage. That feels good to say. I just haven't had the opportunity to say it yet. So there we go. But back to your race, which is obviously the topic of conversation. But these COVID aside, it's not the only crazy thing that school board was doing.
Correct.
Or so why don't we get into that?
Okay. So another thing that COVID did expose in Williamson County was the toxic curriculum. In the beginning of 2020, a curriculum was put into elementary schools, K through 5, that's called Wit and Wisdom. And, of course, not many people knew about it until the children in elementary school were home doing school on their laptops. And their parents were overhearing what was happening or what the teachers were teaching, and red flags began to pop up, and more parents became aware of what their kids were learning, which was a good thing. And we learned a lot about wit and wisdom during that year of 2020, 2021. And what we found, there was a lot of critical race theory in that curriculum. And some of the parents started to complain. And when that happens, the school is forced to look at the issues.
Right.
And they did. They formed a committee to look at the curriculum.
And what did they wind up doing?
They winded up taking one book out of the curriculum and kept it. And that's where our school board, again, voted to stand with the committee that voted to keep the curriculum. And my opponent that I am running against said that he knows the material is darker and heavier than these kids can really handle at their age. But he voted to stand with the committee to keep the curriculum for 5 more years, which we know as a child goes through K through 5, and they're taught all of these things, then you have almost a whole generation,
right,
of kids that have learned.
So why would... I mean, I'm asking you to divine what is going on in the brain of your opponent, but why would you... address, or why would you publicly say there's an issue with this material and then vote to keep most of it? I don't understand. That's something that your opponent should answer for, actually.
Right.
But that puzzles me. And do you have a theory as to why?
I do not. I don't know why you would vote one way and then say the opposite of what you voted for. But I do know that again, somebody has to stand up for our kids. And, you know, he has said he's against critical race theory. So there's that. But I don't feel like he has done anything to stand up for it. He knew the parents fighting it. He knew he had many conversations with parents that were fighting it. And then when it came to the school board vote, he failed us.
So did the teachers union take a public position, or at least were there undercurrents of a position on, you know, the Wit and Wisdom stuff? I'm assuming they were in favor of it. But does it make, because that usually explains what goes on.
We do have a teachers union in Williamson County, and I haven't heard much from them or about them. I know the teachers don't feel like it protects them. I do know that. But basically what happened with Wit and Wisdom, our school was looking for a new curriculum, and Penny Schwinn, who's the commissioner of education for the state of Tennessee, appointed by Bill Lee, she was the one who brought this curriculum, pushed it through, although it did fail the state reviews 3 times. And there is a lawsuit currently in the state of Tennessee against Penny Schwinn, the school board, the superintendent. Some parents brought a lawsuit.
Right.
And that's currently happening. But that's kind of how it got in. Penny Schwinn signed a waiver, which has never happened before, pushed the curriculum in, and now we have it, and paid a lot of money for it.
So all of these are, you know, led you to deciding that it's time to stand up and do something about this, and that's why you're running. And, you know, you clearly have a vested interest in the school system. How old are your kids? I know some of them are in college or right or near that age, but you've got six kids. The age has got to get spread out a little bit, I'd imagine, right?
They are. Well, my youngest is in middle school. He's
so 13. Still in the system. So there you go.
Still in the system. Then I have 2 in high school that are left, and 3 have graduated. But, you know, I was talking with some friends about my kids. I'm on my tail end. I've got 5 years to go in the school system. And many of my friends who are fighting this battle with me, their kids are gone. Their kids are in private schools.
1 minute.
Their kids are in college. And it seems like we don't really have, you know, you don't have a dog in the fight. But we understand that the next generation, these kids are the most important thing to our future of America.
Right.
And they're worth fighting for.
Well, and also, you know, we want to have a properly educated, properly valued. We want, you know, generation of children growing up, because, you know, I don't want them to euthanize me when I'm in the nursing home. So, my selfish reason for that. We're going to talk a little bit more with Debbie Pace, who's running for Williamson County School Board District 6, after the break. This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. We will see you after the break.